Rashi Kufi Zayin Amad Aleph Shnei L'Chayayim. It's the more brother Machloikis between the Tanoim, Bisham Bisil, and Rebbe Eliezer, what is required to permit a Mavoi Shnei L'Chayayim L'Pesach Shel Mechitza, for an opening which doesn't have any type of wall there. So you need, if there's no opening there, so then you need two l'chayayim. So the Mor said, so according to this pshat, that the mavi, which is mavi, if there's no wall there, no mechitza there.
If there's an opening,
then there's no mechitza. There's no wall on that side. And this is totally open. So you need two l'chayayim. So mavi she'en l'mafulish means a mavi which is, has all of its requirements, bein be'eruv, bein b'shar the word, whether you've done the ruvach etzeris, you've done the shitufim of voice, you've done the mechitzes which are required, v'chol heter shar mavuos yesh l'kigun shitufim of voice, it has everything that it needs to become mutter. That's called mavi she'en l'mafulish. And mavi mafulish means it only has one lechi. The tavayo rabbanan of emeseres tefilu k'rav Eliezer the amr ein mavi v'afilu sasim nitzur b'lechi yechud. Rav Eliezer's shita is even though it's a closed off mavi, it has three sides, it still requires two lechayim. Ashrin of emeseres the batzolus kisvei kodesh lo bina lechayim k'rav Eliezer. But for kisvei kodesh we're makel even according to Rav Eliezer, according to ben beseira. And we did it, we were matter with one lechi. So Rava says, you can't call a mavi which is closed and has one lechi, mafulish kibitzalei. He nami the boy of Eliezer l'chayayim. Mio mafulish lamikri. You can't refer to it as a mafulish. Foolish means it has a flow through it. It doesn't have a flow, it's closed off on three sides. And the second question Rabbi asked, the Rabbanan Damri, the Shenim of Foolish. Chama said that you're only allowed to carry it out to an Enim of Foolish, which means it has a Shituf, and it has the Eruv, and it has two Lechayayim, so why can't you take food there either? Come out to the Hainim of Abiyah, and it's a B'chol HaKusav, so not so Lesech and Apmech and Mashkin. Come on, the Chatzim of Revis. Like a regular Chatzir. When my Palginu, Madari, why does the Mishnah separate the two? The guy be safer Ketani the Mavishenim of Fulish. The guy be Erchu Ketani the Hechem Matzil and Hasan the Chatzem Urevis. The Mashma the Mavi Loi. The Mashma says that a Mavi is not going to be acceptable, but only a Chatzem is going to be acceptable, which is the next Mishnah. But according to this, if it's, there shouldn't be any difference. It's a full fledged Heter Mavi. Shtei Mechitzes. So the Mor says, the Rabbi says the case was according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds if you have two mechitzas, mikana, the two sides. So if you have a chesed going this way, you have a mechitza here and a mechitza here, parallel to each other, the two sides of the Rishus Rabbi. And then you have shnei lechayayim, lechi lechol pesach lepesach. And in each end, there's a lechi. There's an lechi at one end, a lechi at the other end. I'll leave it to Rehuda, the Omer, B'shtei Mechitza, Sagi. Rehuda, the Raisa, you can make a Raisa, two Mechitzas is sufficient. And the Chumash said, you need V'shnei L'chayayim, the Lechi in each end. So it was, Rosli Ben B'Seir L'Meir, the Gabi Sefer, murder of Rehuda, the Sagi, B'chad, Yimu Mechitzas, Habu. So Rehuda holds that when you have one Lechi in one end, so it counts like you have three walls, and that's sufficient to allow you to take a safer, to save a safer. Morris says, so Baya said to Rabba, so I don't understand, the didoch nami ikalimifr ketakvas of Delel. So you have the same question that you had before. If you're going to Behuda and you have two lechayim, that's a full-fledged heter. So again, food and drink should be mutter. Rabbanon, kiyam the martyr of the Torah to Behuda, Rabbanon. They both go to Behuda to Behuda. So the Rabbanon, the army, the Shein, and Mefulish, they say you'll only take out an air which is not Mefulish, which means Mefarshalek. Mishena Chasa Klum, it has all of its needs halachically. Rabbi Yehuda, Leboy Al Hashem Mechitzas, Hashem Lechayayim, you have everything you need. Two Mechitzas, two Lechayayim. Yehach Lebaron Yatzel, Lesechad Arach Lemashkim, Kimar Lechatzim Arevis. So this should be the same as Lechatzim Arevis, that Arach Lemashkim are permitted. Ela Amar Vashi. So there's no. Ben Rabbanon, Ben Veseir, Kribli Yezer, Sirilei, Lehu, Dibina, Gimel Mechitzas, the Beis Lechayayim, Ba'am. Yes, in general, you need two mechitzas and two lechayim. But v'hacha, as the Rabbi says, Amr Rabbanan, Mader Bliyazer, v'lechi yechod uben. The Rabbanan say that Bliyazer is Mader, that one lechi is enough. When Mesera Amr, the Mader Bliyazer, af beloy lechi. When Mesera takes it a step further, says even no lechi at all is mutter. Bechad lechi sagile milsad rabbanu kamafarshi. Sefer Torah, according to the Chachamim, for sefer one lechi is sufficient. So the Mishnah, back in the Mishnah, betzilin mazik gimel sudas haroy laadam laadam haroy lebehema lebehem. So a person is allowed to save the three on Shabbos. Chazal limited how much you're allowed to save. You're allowed to save three meals worth of food which is right for a person, for an animal, because you have to, before each meal you have to make sure you feed your animals. Ketzad, but we're going to explain this halacha in the following way. Nafal d'leika b'leil Shabbos, if the fire breaks out Friday night before you've eaten, so matzilin mazon gimel sudas b'shachris Shabbos morning before you've eaten, matzilin mazon beis sudas b'mincha mazon suda achas. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, no. Lo'ayla matzilin mazon sholosh suras. Chazal matam and Shabbos to save three meals worth, even though you don't necessarily need it at that point. Actually, there are, in halacha, it seems to be that even in the Chachamim, which we paskin like, this is even if you would have food elsewhere, so you wouldn't necessarily need to. But Chazal matar on Shabbos to save three meals, two meals, one meal's worth of food, that's a time where people would be allowed to save that, even though this person individually doesn't necessarily need it.
When? Well, Shabbos, whenever he can save.
Well, according to Chumim, it's 3-2-1, but depending on when it broke out. But even according to Chumim, even though it sounds like the logic, well, since you need three meals, so you're allowed to save three meals. You only need two meals, you can save two meals. Well, I don't need two meals. I have food put away outside for 10 meals worth. No, still more than two meals. In that case. So it broke out Friday night before the meal. Shach was kind of a suda before the meal. I don't know why Rashi changes Lashon to Nachila and Suda. Since the day is a day which three meals is used, therefore, but here, Tarachi's, in case he's doing something which is totally a situation of hetter. The food is not muksa. Well, chutzah murevis, and we're talking about taking it out to the Gemara says later on, Mishnah says later on, to a chutzah which is murevis. I feel too bahavi shori le. Really, the truth is you can save as much as you want, theoretically. To limit the amount you're allowed to save. But Batsim, theoretically, it should be totally mutter. So the Mor says, why is this? Why are you limited? It's a chatzim rebis. The safer was to a place where there was lacking some of its head. So I understand. But over here, we're talking about lacking some of its head. So it's lacking some of its heter. I understand why you can't take anything there. But over here we're talking about the Chatzim Revis. It has all of its heter. So what is the problem? Michti beterika tarach. Natzel tvei. Let him save as much as he wants. Amarava mitesh adam bol amamoynoi. Yisharisile osel chibuge. We're afraid that the person gets overwhelmed. He wants to save his property. If we don't limit him and remind him that you can't put out a fire on Shabbos, he'll start saving. Next thing he'll notice is put out the fire. Now that itself is a chiddush because the charetz malachos enosich lagufa. putting a fire, only if you need a pet, you need going to use it for you to make pechom, is considered tzricha legufa. Well, he's not putting out the fire to save his house to have charcoal. That's not his kavanah. So it's melachos ein tzricha legufa. So it's only drabanan anyway. So we're making a gzeira to an issur drabanan. So that taka, the Rishonim asked the question. They say, but since ein tzricha legufa is something which is very easily possible to mix up with the tzricha legufa, because the action is exactly the same. So then already we treat melachos ein tzricha legufa either in this situation where a person is bald, or in general, it's melachos the Quran, how to learn up the Ram. More chomer than the stamat rabbanu, and we will treat it like with parallel toward the rice in regards to our gzeiros. So you don't call it gzeira the gzeira.
So maybe I should. This is correct. Maybe I should figure this out a while ago. Maybe I did forget. But what we're saying is burning materials that are not food, where you don't need the result of the burning. It's not a right.
Burning materials is. You're making a fire.
You're starting a fire, but what if it's already going and you don't need, like in this case, you don't need the charcoal?
Well, here you want to put it out, extinguish it.
So the putting it out is in order to obtain the charcoal.
You say, if you're not doing it for that purpose, it's anisur the gufa. So there's a mechayz akhredim, how to learn the Ran. Is the Ran saying a general rule that melachos ein tzricha legufa we treat more chomer, or he's saying specifically over here in the case where there's a fire involved, so the line between the two is very very flimsy, and B, it's the situation where there's a fire anyway, which you're worried, so the combination makes it more chomer.
So it's a kibui that's for the purpose of pechon.
Correct. Okay. We have a halacha that if a chavis broke, this barrel broke, which has either wine or oil in it, you want to save the contents. So the halacha is maybe kli minich tavtav. It's the case of Rosh Gago, so it's pouring off the roof. She allowed to take a keli and put it down on the ground beneath where where it's falling and catching. But you can't hold the kli up in the air either immediately next to the roof, which is called being mitzarefit, or yikler, which means catching it somewhere in the air. It has to be on the ground. So hosam. My Xera Ikala, again, the situation was it was a place where you're allowed to move an item to catch it. So it was a Chotzer from Revis. It's like, what's the problem? We still have a problem over there. What's the Xera over there? So our answer is, Hachinam Xera Shem Yabi Kli Derech Rishis Rab. If he doesn't have a Keli available, and we allow him to, we don't limit to how he's allowed to save it, he might forget himself and go get a Kalim through a Rishis Rab to get to it. Gufa. We quoted the following. Following the brisa. Here's an example where the word gufa is used to refer to a brisa, not to an amara. Usually, gufa refers to an amara. Nishba lachab is berush gagoy. Maybe kli aminiach tatel. Bavashal yavi kli acher v'yiklod kli acher v'yitzarif. However, the brisa continues and says, in these damal orchid, if the situation was that there was a greater need, so chazal were mekol. And they said, maybe kliyacher bekerlit, kliyacher umitzar. If you are allowed to be kerlit, catch it in the air, because the chances of catching in the air, you probably get more than if you put it in the ground and some misses the bucket that you have in the ground. But, lo yiklet rachakach yazmin, el yazmin rachakach yiklet. You have to have actually, you can't, well, I'll first be kerlit them and I'll go find some guests. You have to first have the guests, and then you can be curlet. Ve'ein marim in bekach. And we don't let you make this trick and say, yeah, I'll invite some guests and then I'll be curlet. And then the guests say, you know what? Well, we really don't need it. Thank you very much. The whole thing was just a farce, a subterfuge.
Sure, they want to eat.
Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, right? Mishum Rabbi Yisrael, but Rabbi Yehuda Marim, and he holds that yes, Chazal were makel that you can be Marim. Again, the purpose over here really is to function as a reminder to not overdo it. So that itself, that I have to go through this subterfuge, will act as the reminder that I not will not overdo it and go bring Kalim Derech Shesurab. Versus Lema befuddin to the Rebbe Eliezer of Yeshua Kamefliki. So this Machlokes between the Tanakama and Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda is really a earlier Machlokes, a few generations back, of Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua. So Rebbe Eliezer and Yeshua had a Talmud of Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Kiva had a Talmud of Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Shimon, and Rebbe Yehuda, and Rebbe Yehuda had a son, Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Yehuda. So it's three generations later, they're really arguing in an earlier Machlokes. What is that? The Tanya. We have this in Mesechtas Peah. A service benoshen afal leborg. You have a situation where a mother and a child fell into a pit, and the concern is in the pit. The animal will not have the food that it needs. It's not safe for the animal in the pit. You want to get the animal out on Shabbos.
Is it a father animal, not
a mother? No, a mother.
So
I know. Rebbe Eliezer Amr Malas Arishan Amanas Shechtoi. So you're allowed to take up the first one. With the purpose of shechting it, so it's part of Tzarech Yom Tov. You're allowed to take the animal to shecht it. You can shecht on Yom Tov. So you're allowed to lift it out of the boar, do the tirch lifting out of the boar, with the purpose of shechting it. Now you can't shecht the mother and the child on the same day, so you can't take the second one out. So the only thing you can do is you can feed it down there. You can send down food for the animal, but you cannot take the animal out because you have no Tzarech Yom Tov of shechting it. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Malanas Arishin, Avanas L'Shechtoi." You take the first one out with intent of shechting it. You pull it up. You say, "You know what? It's a Feltmer knit. It's not exactly. It's not fat enough. Okay, let's try the other one." Venu Shechtoi, Umarim Umalas Hasheni. Then he takes the second one out. Then Rotzeh Shechet, Rotzeh Shechet. Then he can shecht it. Now he has both. Oh, you know what? Taking the first one's not so bad. That's fine. So it's a harama. Because our matter the haram, so lachar that's this machlokes over here. The Tanakhama says, the Rebbe Eliezer says no tricks over here. It's got to be real. And Yeshua says, hey, do tricks. So that's the same machlokes as the Tanakhama and Rebbe Yehuda. Where it says no, Mimai, why are you saying this is so? Dilma, I can tell you, I can argue both ways. Dilma, I can look come Rebbe Eliezer, Hossam. Rebbe Eliezer only said it over there. The Efsher Pepenosa, you have a solution, you can feed it where it is. In the case you have no solution, maybe he's not against Haramas in a case where you're losing all of this. There's no other way to save all of this wine. Haramas Mutter, maybe. And furthermore, Vad Kan Lekam Rebbe Yeshua, maybe Yeshua was only Matar Harama, Hasa Mishum Dik about Tsar Balei Chaim. You're dealing with the animal is down there, it's uncomfortable. Maybe it's hurt in some way, it needs to be treated, etc. So leaving the animal stuck in this, cooped up in this pit for 16 hours, he says, you know what, we'll be matar haram. It's the only question of losing your wine. Lo, the chazar weren't matar, and the person's pain, it doesn't count as tzar balei chayim. It's a kashi. No, it was a joke, don't worry about it. Yes, michti b'tera katorach. It was the item is not muksa, and we're taking it to an area which is enclosed and has its eruv. So what's the problem? So the answer is because I were afraid that since people are bolav amoinoi, if you let them start saving, piles and piles and oodles, so we're afraid. Kulihai mitoch shubol minchalei Shabbos vasal lamedik. So next thing you know, he's busy. Saving, saving, saving. He's thinking about saving, not about Shabbos. It'll come to put out the fire.
The word bowl, is that Aramaic modification of baal? As in baalut?
What?
As in baalut?
No, bahol is being overwhelmed.
Nivhal.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You can't collect it, the flow as it is in the when it's in the air. That's called klita. Vitzarav is somach lagaga, put it right next to the roof, kenchi, which would be sort of like almost like it's pouring in, just like you're pouring it into it. El Hashem and Royal Lishav, you can't actually scoop it up. Shagag Cholok, the roof is flat. Vayayin Eno Beguma, and the wine is not in like a groove which is leading to it. It's just like sort of rolling off the roof. So Mitzarav Kli the Gag, she holds him in a Gag the Kli, work is a Kli Biyadus. He holds the Kli right next to the roof, and he can't, and it flows in. So that's called being Mitzarav, putting it next to it. Also, the case was a situation you're dealing with wine, which is usable. The kli was mutter to move, and it's in a chotzer, which is merevus. So, what's the problem? Refresh him. You have a kli, b'tarchu machazor al kelim harbe. So he wants to catch all of the wine. So keep looking for kelim. So again, yishkach b'yavi. He'll forget and carry in rishus rab. Lo yiklod b'achakach yasmin. Archim, you can't first catch the wine and then go get the guest. The Bashas Klita, let me boil it, because the time when he's doing it, he has no need for it. Invite guests who don't need to eat. And then, so it just happened to me that all my wine wasn't used. Leave over all the wine. So the het over here was you're allowed to basically get this, use the wine for Shabbos. For the orchim which come, but if the you know the orchim are not going to drink, that's a great deal. So that's not mut. Shenafel the bor, b'yam tevein shneim ruim l'shkita b'yam echad. You can't shef the mother and the child on the same day. So you take one up, and then he says, Rabbi Shua says, v'enu shechtoi shemoytzeloi alila. He finds some excuse. Shema chaver shemim menu. Maybe the other one's fatter. He gives this farce, and then he brings up the second one, and then he decides. So I kind of look up really as a the ain marimin, because you have a solution over here. You have no solution. Maybe because I were mad. Tana Rabbanan. Yeah. Even according to Yeshua, he has to shech one of the two. Okay. Tana Rabbanan hitzel pas nikiya. He already saved bread, which is clean bread, doesn't have any removed all of the bran, etc. has been moved. And matzel pas hadra, so Chazal were not matzel you to go save pas which has hadra is like a Rashi learns. There are certain words in Hebrew where they mean two opposites of itself. Sokel means to throw rocks. To be remove rocks is called being masakel avonim, is removing rocks. So hador is its honor, and hadra means all of its honor has been missing. It's like this totally decrepit bread, i.e., it has all the bran, etc. It's called hadra. Let's say he saved pasadra. He says, Gaval, no, this is pasadra. So he realizes that he has some better bread. He's allowed to go back and be mouth of pasadra. If it came out to be Yom Kippur was Arab Shabbos, we allowed to be matzah on Yom Kippur, what you need for the next day. You can't save on Shabbos for what you need for Yom Kippur. Rashi says it means matzah Yom Kippur. Tosha says it means to feed the children on Yom Kippur itself. Or possibly the Chazal, yeah. Mishabbos a Yom Tov, but you can't say from Shabbos a Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov you'll deal with Yom Tov, you'll find some. You can make food on Yom Tov, so you'll make some. You'll find some way to make some food. Well, Mishabbos a Shabbos a boy, you can't say from one Shabbos to the next. Dr. Rashi. Yes, it's a good question. I think the pshat is, remember, we said in the Mishnah, according to Yossi for sure, you're allowed to save three meals worth.
Yes.
So the point is not saving. You're not saving. Betzim Nikir Adin, really, you should be able to save everything. Chazal had to draw a limit somewhere. So they said the limit is the food for this Shabbos. They couldn't have said the limit is the food for this Shabbos, or the next Shabbos. They could have said the limit wherever they want, as long as it's Shabbos food, right? So Zotter Brai said, no, they didn't say that. They said it has to be specifically for this Shabbos. And even according to the Chachamim, we said, even if you have you're allowed to save, you know, 2 meals. Shabbos you only save 2 meals. But even if you have food for the 2 meals, you're allowed to save 2 meals worth of food. So it wasn't only because there was a bona fide, immediate, definite need. Chazal made a certain heter, so where they could have drawn the line anywhere. They could draw the line for Shabbos food for the next 10 Shabbos, not weekday food. That also would have accomplished our purpose of when there's a reminder over here, you can't do whatever you want. You can only save food for Shabbos. So theoretically, but they didn't do that.
So what we're saying is even if he has food put away somewhere else.
I'm sorry, what?
Even if he has food put away somewhere else, he can save food for this Shabbat.
For the amount of meals which are left.
For the amount of meals which are left, right. Now, is he required to eat that particular food or can he then eat the other?
No, I think you can use either one then.
You can use either one?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking Shabbat to Shabbat, you could save for, save even though you put away and then use it next Shabbat.
Yeah, theoretically, right.
But you don't have to, so it doesn't help. So it's.
But in the case, well, let's say you didn't have any other food put away, so you're going to save, you know, 2 meals worth. Mm-hmm. You say, you know what, I'd like to save some food for the next job. It's, no, during the week, you'll solve that problem. Rashi. Hitzel Pasakia, the Shalosh Surahs, he saved 3 surahs worth of Pasakia. So Yatze Pasadroa, Pas Kiber, Shenitzel Hadora, it's called Pas Kiber, which, I'm not sure what the word Kiber means, but I mean, I don't know what the word means. All of its respect has been removed. You can't say, I like bread full of grits. You could say, I like bread which tastes better. So already saying pasadura, he has a right to go back and. So you're theoretically allowed, according to Rashi, first save the pasadura and then go back and save the pasadakiya. Right. Yeah. Avaloi Mishabbos Yom Kippur. Kagani Mechalma Yom Kippur Miyech Mishabbos. You can't save a Motzi for after Yom Kippur. Toloi Ochel Ad Lo'urta. Lo'urta Litarach Malaisi. So Motzi Yom Kippur. You'll go and find some food. So Chazal were not matur. Which you couldn't assume. Maybe we would have thought maybe the Chazal would have been Mekol. You fast the whole day. No. Chazal were not matur. Mekol. Mitzarach Lo'urta Mishabbos. Yom Tov Diyochel Lo'ochim Be'Yom. You can make food on Yom Tov. Right. Tan Rabban Shachach Pas B'Tanur V'Kiddush Alav B'Yom. Person has bread in the Tanur, and Shabbos, you know, Shabbos started. So now there's a locha, the Radius of Pas, taking Pas out of the way they used to make Tanur was it was on the walls. The process is Chazal. It's none of this. It's a rice. It's a Durabon. But you can you don't you leave it in there. Well, you're going to have crisp, you're going to have burnt bread, so you lose all that bread. So Chazal said, Matzilin Mosin Shalosh Sudos, you're allowed to take out, because I were making to take out 3 meals worth of bread. Barmelach Herim, you can tell the people of Barmelach Silachem, you can also go save for themselves. Kshu Raida, Lo Yirda Bimarda, Ela Basakin, you can't use the regular kli which they use to take it off. You have to use like a knife. You do it with a shinu. So that's what they're made. Now, any pedemar kash. Why are we limiting over here? It's not that these are not the things which are bad. It's a mussar on Shabbos. It's not a malacha involved. So my answer is kamer the efshel l'shenugay mishanina. Even though it's not the raisa. Chazal were mekel to be made, being mekel. So matir the rabbanon. Like, what's the problem? So you're matir the rabbanon. Yeah, but if you have a way to do it differently, we require you to do it differently. Okay, now, so once we talked about Suda Shabbos, so the more talks a little bit about Suda Shabbos. Amar Mechista, lo'elam yashkim adam l'tzor Shabbos. Person should get up early to take care of his needs. For an Arab Shabbos to prepare that which he needs to, for Shabbos. It was on the sixth day and they prepared what they needed. So Lashon of it wasn't the first. As soon as the sixth day came, Lyle, immediately the first thing in the morning already, person was out there getting his needs. Amr Baba. The Shabbos chayav adam litzor shtei kekaros. A person has to break bread on two loaves. The chsiv lechem mishnah. It says lechem mishnah by the mon. It fell a lechem mishnah. Amar Rav Ashi chazina leil Rav Kahana. The nokat tarti upotzachad. He would hold two, but even though he would hold two, he would only break one of them. Omer liktuk siv, it says that lechem mishnah says in regards to the gathering it was two, it means in regards to the holding it was two, but then you ate both at the same time. Reb Zera havibotza akula shirusa, he would cut a piece for himself, which was sufficient for the whole meal. Cut a large piece. Omer Rabino Rav Ashi v'hamechzi kirav sanusa, it looks like he's a person who is starving and trying to grab large hunks of food. It's not derech eretz to take this large chunk of bread like that. So Rav Ashi said back, kima dekol yoyma loyovid, during the weekdays he takes nice dainty pieces. V'idna hu dekoven, and Shabbos is the only time he takes large pieces is on Shabbos. So we realize loymetzi k'rav sanus, it doesn't look like Rav Sanus. He's not doing it because he's a person who's his stomach is very big. He's doing it because he wants to cover Shabbos. He wants to show that he's taking a large portion. When they would get the bread which was used to make the Ruva chatzelet or Ruva tavshilin, it was used for a mitzvah. So Shuri Eluye, they would break bread on its Omer Hoyol Avid Bechad Mitzvah Lisabi Be Mitzvah Chriz. And now we've used it for one mitzvah, making the Erev. Let's use it for another one also. And that's actually the halacha brought down. We don't usually have the Ruvah Chatzeris in our possession, but the Ruvah Tevshilin. So the Inyan is using it for the Lechem Mishnah Friday night, Shabbos morning, and Shal Shudas. You have to eat it sometime on Shabbos, but since you only break one bread, you use it as the second one. The not one you don't break for Friday night, and again Shabbos morning. Again, use it for another mitzvah, and then Shabbos Shulis, you eat it. You use it as a lechem mishnah, and you eat it. So this way, you've chopped around using it for other mitzvahs.
Does the eating of it
Well, the point is, but the logic behind it is it's part of was you started preparing for Shabbos Suda, so eventually you should use it for Shabbos Suda. Otherwise, it's like a haram, you know. You need it for you have to make a new one next Shabbos. They used to make a new one every Shabbos.
They used to make a new one every Shabbos.
They used to gather. They used to actually gather. The way it was done in the Mishnah in Erevin, we'll see when we get to Erevin, is they used to go around the chutz and everybody used to put in a roll until they had enough rolls to have a sufficient amount to fulfill the obligation of Ruvah Chatzeres, and then they would put it in somebody's house. So the one who got it for Shabbos, they would use it. The next Shabbos they would do the same thing, and it would end up in somebody else's house. And they take turns holding their.
But once it's consumed, once it's gone, is the Erev still in force?
Yes. Once the beginning of Shabbos, there was an Erev, the Erev was in force.
Okay.
See Rashi. Marda, klisha written by a pass, is a kli which you use to remove the bread from the oven. Mafrida noisome kersel tana, which separates it from the. You want to keep it intact. So you take it off of the wall, you have to take it off well, but where it was attached. Don't use the regular kli, use a knife. Get out and get at your needs. As soon as the preparation was, as soon as it came. As soon as you brought it in, from it says they would get it mamash first thing in the morning. As soon as they got it, they were preparing it already. You would make birchas amoytzi. Look at tarti osam. You hold two and break one. He's holding it was two. Abu b'tziya loik siv mishnah doesn't say you have to break both. What's the kulei shirusei? Prusa gadayla, large piece. Vadayla b'bal lo oisish suda. It was sufficient for the meal. L'kavod Shabbos. He would eat more on Shabbos to show that he enjoyed Suda Shabbos. He took a large portion. Sometimes it's by them, sometimes it's somewhere else. And when it was by them, they would start with it. It means they would use it for lechem mishnah. Tanabonot. Case enough with the lechem. Tanabonot. Common suddas chayav adam lechem b'shabbos. How many meals for the person have to eat on Shabbos? Shalosh. Three meals. Rabbi Chidki. Rechidka omer arba. He has to eat four meals. Or b'yachin u'shtei mikra echad dorsha. They're both coming from the same pasuk. Remember Moshe. Moshe says to Klal Yisrael. They said Moshe is this double portion of mot. Ichlu ayot. Ki Shabbos ayom l'Hashem. Hayom lom simsu basod. Eat it today. It's today's Shabbos. You're not going to find any more out. They came to him Shabbos morning. He said, what should we do? We have with lechem mishnah. He says, listen, there's no more coming in the morning. Well, they came to him Erev Shabbos and said, there's no more coming in the morning, the next day. So that's, it says three times, hayom. Reb Chidka sover, hani tlosa hayom. Levar meyurta. He says it was happening Shabbos morning. So they came to him, Shabbos, what should we do? He said, listen, what we have was double, let's eat it today. But they already ate one meal last night. So it's three more besides today. Ron and Sabi, sorry, Bahali Durta, including the one from the night before. Tosa Yom Zakrashali means Shalosh Sudas Bo, it means three meals. Tanan. Not with the lake of Aleli Shabbos, Masilim Mosin Gimel Sudas. So Friday night you're allowed to save three meals worth. So did you eat yet? My love, the loyal, he hasn't eaten yet. And that's a raya to the sheet over here that's only three meals total. Moshe says, well, the ochel, he ate already. So he ate already. So it's at three more, it's like Reb Chidka. So Reb Chidka can fit with our mission. The mission is saying, even after you ate already, you're allowed to save three meals worth. Shachris, the mission says, Matzilim Mosin Shtei Sudas, my love, the loyachal, he hasn't eaten yet, and you only save two meals worth. It's a ride to the, like the Chacham. No, loy the ochel. The mincha matzilin surah, mosin surah achas, my love, loy ochel, loy the ochel, the same thing. Now, okay, so Reb Chidka can fit in the mission. The chalukah says, well, the case was he had eaten or not eaten. Moshe says, still, what me to tell you, say for Reb Yosi Yomer, loy the matzilin mosin gimel surahs, miklal, the tana kama sarer, gimel surahle. Alamachvarta masitin the loy for Reb Chidka. But the Reb Yosi's response, no, it's always three. Even though it's the morning. Well, one second, according to Chizkia, he said it's always four. So clearly the mission is going out like it. Fine. Mishnah in Sefer's Pei. Misha Yeshle Mosin Shtei Sudas. Lo Yitim in a Tamchui. A person who has two meals worth does not take from the use they have. The people who donate food for this. It's called the tamchui. It was the bowl, literally the bowl. So that was given out to the niyim who didn't have food for that day even. Besides that, they used to give out money. The person should be able to go buy food. So a person is mazen arba esrei. If a person doesn't have a week's worth of meals, he's allowed to take from what's called the kupa. If he has the food for 14 meals, which is a week's worth, lo yitim in a kupa. So he can't take money from the kupa. L'chara money, who's that go like? Lo rabbanon, v'lo Reb Chidka. It doesn't feel like either one of them. I rabbanon, chamsari habya. According to the rabbanon, it's 15. Two per day, plus three for Shabbos. And I Reb Chidka, she's sari habya. It's 16. Lo elam it's rabbanon. It feels like the rabbanon. And derminale, we tell the person, my dev isa lamecha bafuke shabbato ochlei b'shabbato. Instead of eating malava malka, you normally have two meals. They used to eat two meals, one by night and one by day. So the solution is that the yom rishon meal of the night, eat by shoshudas. Some more say, okay, lema rabbanon hi v'lo Reb Chidka. So that'll fit in rabbanon, but not Reb Chidka. Because you're still missing one meal. Fill tamer Reb Chidka, derminale, my debisa lamecho, b'mali shabbata, ochle l'urta. Don't eat your meal on Erev Shabbos. You used to eat like middle of the day. Eat it, wait till the night. The Mor says, "Kul yomer b'melel shabbat, but tanisa masvina lei." That's not fair to him, right? So Mor says, "I can still make it fit." Elohamoni Rabbi Kiva. I can tell you, according to the Mechitka, I'll tell you that the Tana of that Mishnah over there is Rabbi Kiva. The Omer, I say Shabbat Chol, I'll take Tarech Lebrius. If I have 14 meals worth, so I end up making a weekday type of Shabbos and only having two meals is better than taking Staka. It's better, I say Shabbat Chol, I'll take Tarech Lebrius. Don't come on to other people. That's, so Rabbi Kiva says, really it's normally four meals on Shabbos. The Mishnah says that two is enough, it's going like Rabbi Kiva Shita. Okay, I'll hold it here.